Well, we're back on the air, and we are talking to entrepreneurs, which we are going to do throughout 2019. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of Radio Entrepreneurs and also chairman of the board and founder of Mage LLC, a management consulting firm. And glad to say my co-host and sponsor for this segment of interviews is Jonathan Penta from the Penta Wealth Management Group at UBS Financial Services. Welcome, Jonathan.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Great to be here again.
Great. And looking forward to all the work we're going to be doing together in 2019. So much going on in the marketplace, the market changes, economic changes. You should be here almost every day.
Yeah. During these times, I probably should be.
Yeah, except you're too busy with your clients.
Yes.
Yeah, well, good. Our next guest, someone I know you know, Bryce Klontz, President and CEO of New View Surgical, Inc.
Good morning.
Good. So tell us, give us a New View.
Yeah, so New View Surgical. So we're a Boston-based early stage medical device company here in the Boston area. And our mission is to bring more access to minimally invasive surgery to patients around the world. So in contrast to open surgery, which a lot of your listeners are familiar with, big incision, surgeons make this big incision to access the organs that they need to operate on. Well, minimally invasive surgery has a lot of benefits. Surgeon makes, they make really small incisions.
Pinhole
incisions, right. Use long instruments. The benefits, lot less pain, much faster recovery, less risk of infection. So it's really a great advantage to patients. Well, the issue is that a lot of the equipment that surgeons need and hospitals purchase to provide minimally invasive surgery, it's really expensive. It's cumbersome. If you walk into an operating room, there's a 6-foot tower of this equipment. So a lot of hospitals, a lot of patients around the world aren't able to access the benefits of minimally invasive surgery because of the cost, because of the significant amount of equipment that's required to bring this type of surgery to the hospital. So what we're focused on is developing a new platform of camera visualization access technologies that significantly simplify minimally invasive surgery, reduce the cost in a big way. And I think if you take a look at what we've done with cell phones, what we've done with GoPro cameras, and you think of the quality of the image and the miniaturization and everything that's in those consumer technologies, we're thinking very differently about how to leverage that kind of technology for the operating room. So miniaturized cameras, much lower cost profile, much smaller footprint, and we believe by doing that, and that's our core focus, we can really bring access to minimally invasive surgery to a lot of patients around the world that don't have it today, and all the benefits associated with that. So that's our mission, and that's what we're trying to do.
So what are the products that you're bringing to the marketplace?
So our first generation product, and we have a lot of ideas in the pipeline, our first generation product is a miniaturized and simplified camera technology that's associated and combined with an access port. So if you think of surgeons using a couple of access ports, using these long instruments to perform minimally invasive surgery, we've taken a access port and we've embedded a 4K camera right into that access port. So the surgeon has a miniaturized camera that they control throughout the surgery. They no longer have all of this 6-foot tower of equipment to provide that image, and they no longer need an assistant standing at the table holding the scope, holding the camera for them, which is what they have to do today. So in a lot of ways, we've really miniaturized, simplified that camera technology, combined it with the access technology that the surgeons use today, and have simplified the entire system that surgeons and surgical teams need to use around the world. So that's our core technology, that's what we're doing first, and that's going to bridge our overall mission in the long term is really to put, if you will, laparoscopy and minimally invasive surgery into a briefcase. So instead of these big expensive towers, immobile, expensive, they require a lot of service, a lot of maintenance, we're able to really miniaturize that. And if you could conceive of putting all of that equipment, all the technology into a low-cost system the size of a briefcase, that's really what we're trying to do. And by doing that, increasing the access, as I said, to these techniques that are really advantageous for patients and much more efficient. We believe we can be much more efficient, much more cost-effective for hospitals, not only that don't access those procedures today, but even hospitals here in the U.S. That use advanced technology. There's a lot of reasons why mobile, more efficient, miniaturized, but very high quality and high powered camera visualization technology can really help them in a lot of what they're doing in the operating rooms.
So Bryce, this miniaturized advanced video technology, it sounds like this would be the first time that NewView would be bringing this to the marketplace.
Yeah, for laparoscopy. So I think there's a trend, and everyone's seeing consumer products. This high quality in our iPhones. So we have extremely high quality camera technology that exists. Again, GoPro, like I mentioned before. Okay. So this idea of being able to bring these camera technologies into the operating room. There's some companies working on diagnostics, intra-office diagnostics, again, making that camera technology more mobile and taking it out of the operating room into the clinic, if you will. But we're the first company to take a look at this from a laparoscopy and minimally invasive surgery point of view. So we're pretty excited about that. We think we'll be the first to market to think about using these core miniaturized low-cost technologies in the operating room, and that's what we're looking to do.
So Bryce, let's get in the Wayback Machine. Give us a little bit of your career evolution that got you to this point.
Yeah, great question. So I've been in medical device about 25 years. I started working at a hospital in Chicago, and that bridged to joining a startup here in Boston, which led me here to the East Coast, working on laser technologies for cardiovascular surgery. After being there about 5 years, I ended up joining U.S. Surgical, which is then became Tyco Healthcare, Covidien, and is now Medtronic, as things happen in the medical device space. I spent about 14 years there, a big company, a global company, $11 billion company or so at the time, and spent time in the U.S., 2 years in Europe, and 3 years in Asia over those 14 years, managing various aspects of the surgical device business, bringing new technologies to market, working on the evolution of new surgical procedures like minimally invasive surgery in a lot of different areas. So spent 14 years doing that around the world. So really good perspective, and a good perspective for this company as we try to bring a new technology worldwide. Left Covidien about 5 years ago and got back into the startup world. Joined an orthopedic startup in Connecticut for about a year, and then had what I believe to be a fantastic opportunity to join what is now NewView Surgical about 2 years ago. So joined the company, and here we are today.
You have partners?
I do, yeah. There's a couple founders. So I was brought in to be CEO.
Right.
I had a couple great founders here in the Boston area that came up with the idea of the technology, put intellectual property around it. And then we're looking for a CEO to bring the technology to market. So Mel Prenovitz, Art McKinley, two local guys who have been in visualization and optics for 30 years. Entrepreneurs, a lot of new technologies. They brought a lot of new technologies to the space over the years, and they came up with this core idea. So I joined about 2 years ago to do some initial fundraising, get the product from a on paper and an early alpha prototype into what it is going to be in a couple months, which is a market-ready product, ready to go into the FDA approval process here this summer. So I've been focusing on that, and I've been with them about 2 years. So fortunate to join a couple guys who had a great idea, and we're moving the company forward.
Wow. So what should we expect in the next 2 years? Are you in a positive revenue stream right now?
Oh, we're not yet. We're a little bit earlier than that. So we've got about 6 months to go to finish the development of the product get into all the FDA-required testing, the rigorous testing that's required. We are electronics device, optics device, mechanical, so a lot of testing the FDA requires before you submit for approval. We've got about 6 months to go before we put the product into that process. So it'll be this summer, late summer, we'll apply for FDA approval. Then, you know, it'll be 3, 6, 9 months at the, if you look down the way before we get FDA approval and ready for commercialization. So I think about this time next year, we'll be on the market and starting to generate the revenue. So we've got a lot to do this year to get the product finished, get it into the FDA, and then we'd look about this time next year to get the product on the market here in the U.S. first and start generating those revenues.
So you're still accepting contributions or investors who want to perhaps invest?
Yeah, you're always fundraising. I think at this stage of the company, we're early stage, we're Series A. We have an active Series A round. Couple million dollars just to get this product through the process that I just described, and you never stop fundraising. You know, we're using that money, those funds are going to build the product and to get into this FDA approval process. But in short order, we're going to be raising those funds to launch the product and get on the market. So we're always looking for investors. We've had a great group of investors, mostly angels, come in at this point, a great group of investors that have joined us up to this point, but always fundraising. You can never stop fundraising at this stage of the company because you always need a little more money. You're always looking to grow. You're always looking to get that next to that next point of value creation. So we are raising funds now, and we'll be bridging to a much larger round as we look to launch the product in the U.S. Towards the end of this year.
Full active board of directors?
Full active board of directors, the founders, myself, investors, great medical device experts as well as entrepreneurial experts, not necessarily in the med device space. We've got a broad look, the founders, myself. So yeah, we'll be adding a board member in a couple months as well to bring more medical device experience into the foray. Got a great board of directors. They let the company kind of go do what we need to do, but they offer great guidance as well. So really good team.
So Bryce, hopefully you're going to come back and visit us again as you progress in 2019.
Yeah, no, I'd be happy to.
Which on Nathan's list.
Yeah, great.
But if someone wants to find you before that, maybe some angels are listening.
Yeah.
Maybe you're going to push it out. How would they contact
you? Yeah, a couple different ways. So direct email is easy enough. It's bklontz, B-K-L-O-N-T-Z, @newviewsurge.com. They could also visit us at www.newviewsurge.com. Visit our website, and there's a contact element in there, and that email goes directly to me. So a couple ways to reach us that are fairly straightforward, and that would be great. Anyone in the medical device space or any investors that want to reach out and give us a hand, early stage companies always need great input and great experts and certainly investors. So welcome anybody who cares to reach out and hear more about what we're doing.
Great. Well, Bryce, great having you on the show. We're looking forward to seeing you again this year.
Yeah, and fantastic.
I want to thank Jonathan Penta, my co-host from Penta Wealth Management, UBS Financial Services. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you for helping set this all up. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.